The 8898D is a portable hot air offering up to 700W and adjustable temperature, 100 degrees Celsius to 480 degrees Celsius, and blowing, up to 120 liters per minute. Current settings and measurements are displayed on an easy-to-read, 3-digit LED display. The whole thing is available to buy for just £80, and we get up to 3 nozzles in the set. The question is it worth it? Let's find out. Set contents. The packaging quickly develops doubts as to the intended use. According to the manufacturer, this is not a tanner, but a hot air rework station for SMD. In addition, the whole thing is framed by slogans such as original quality, practical innovation, or thereabouts, pursuit of excellence. The box arrived a little battered, but the soldering iron doesn't seem to mind, as it is quite well protected for the journey. A manual is also included. Interestingly, the manual mentions up to 600W, so we already have a contradiction with what I bought on offer. In addition, we have there a mention of the codes displayed by the station, e.g., SE means a faulty heater. The manual explains how to set the temperature, the blowing level, how to calibrate, and how to change the unit display between Celsius and Gray's Fahrenheit. The manual also specifies the specification of the heating element and its expected resistance, depending on the operating voltage version, 220V or 110V. Video tests. Here are the tests carried out on a junk org. They were not intended to show the correct soldering. I was more interested to see how hard this soldering iron heats. F10, 350 degrees Celsius. Potentially a simple situation, the edge of the PCB, although you can see the ground spout. Nevertheless, it took quite a long time to heat. Just under 4 minutes to remove the component. F10, 400 degrees Celsius. Larger capacitor. Higher temperature, but also a simpler task. It's just an SMD capacitor, probably in an 0805 case or larger. It didn't go that hard. The SMD came off in a minute. F10, 400 degrees Celsius. Now the larger circuit. I heated without a nozzle. Large SOIC housing. I tried to make circular motions to heat the solder evenly. Managed to remove the component in less than 2 minutes. F10, 400 degrees Celsius. Again without a nozzle. SOIC8. As you can see, smaller parts that are not on large copper spouts can come off in as little as 30 to 40 seconds. F10, first 400 degrees Celsius, in the middle, after 2 minutes I switched to 450 degrees Celsius. However, the spouting of the mass is doing its job. It was necessary to increase the temperature in order to sensibly be able to remove the two mounted coil scrolls. F10, 450 degrees Celsius, the medium component in the TQFP enclosure was successfully removed in 1 minute 40. F10, 450 degrees Celsius, the medium element in the TQFP housing did not come off after more than 4 minutes. I gave up. A heater would have been useful, although with better stations, it is not required. Temperature and power measurements. I used my earlier post for testing. Open beacon configuration for hot air testing. Max 6675. Temperature and power logging. I measured temperature and power. I have collected the results for the 8898D in the interactive graphs. Interactive version. Let's start with a temperature of 100 degrees Celsius. At full blast, it managed to reach just over 80 degrees Celsius, and at half blast, only 70 degrees Celsius. I guess in the case of my sensor, however, the small blowing does not serve as it should. The sensor does not get heat fast enough and cools down a bit faster. In WEP8858, this 100 degrees Celsius setting was more precise. At 350 degrees Celsius in the F05 and F10 blower settings, my sensor eventually measured only about 225 degrees Celsius. Only with a very low blowing setting of F03 was it possible to achieve a significantly higher temperature. Only then, in turn, the larger PCB heats up more slowly because the air here is the carrier for the heat. In addition, the heating is spot on, and it is easier to bulge the laminate. With F05 and 450 degrees Celsius blowing, I have a rather skewed result. The probe must have moved, but it is already difficult. F05 and F10 and 450 degrees Celsius has a similar situation as at 350 degrees Celsius. 450 degrees Celsius reaches less than 300 degrees Celsius on the sensor. Now comparison with other stations. The 8898D seems to be quite similar.